Visit Harun Mosque in Bangkok, Islamic tourism in Thailand. The project is designed to build peace, harmony, friendship, and multicultural awareness for the benefit of the Thai people, expatriate residents, and foreign tourists. Initiated by the well-known Harun Mosque and approved by the Islamic Committee of Bangkok, the mosque tours will help solidify the image of Thailand as a peaceful, friendly country open to all faiths and cultures. The project will also generate jobs and income among the Thai Muslim communities, especially the hundreds of mom-and-pop vendors who sell food and many other products in the areas around the mosques. Imam Thanarat Wacharapasit, Imam of the Harun Mosque and Head of International Relations at the Islamic Committee of Bangkok, said, "Given the Islamophobia prevalent in our society, we would like to inform the people of the truth about Islam. There is a lot of misunderstanding and misconceptions about Islam, as well as deliberate misinterpretation. Once we can counter that, it will create a better understanding among people. We also want this to be a reciprocal arrangement. We will encourage Muslims to visit churches and temples and learn from each other." Based on the open house mosque tours conducted in Malaysia, the project fulfills multiple national, regional, and global diplomatic objectives. At the local level, it is in line with the Thai constitution, which permits freedom of religion and, despite being a Buddhist majority country, treats all Thais as equal citizens with equal rights to vote, work, and worship. Members of the Thai royal family support Islamic events and regularly visit South Thailand, where Muslims comprise a majority. It is also in line with the principles of the ASEAN Sociocultural Blueprint, the third and most neglected pillar of ASEAN integration, the UN Alliance of Civilizations, and the peace-building objective of the 17 UN Sustainable Development Goals. Most importantly, it promotes Thai travel and tourism by giving a new dimension to sustainability. Although that term is by large used in the context of environmental conservation, tourism is increasingly being impacted by racial, social, cultural, and geopolitical tensions in many parts of the world, what this writer has termed the other global warming. Thailand has so far remained free of these conflicts, and there is a growing realization that preserving this socio-cultural ethnic peace is just as important as preserving the environment. The Thai Foreign Ministry showcases this relative calm in its diplomatic activities. Visiting dignitaries from the Islamic world are taken to visit the Kudijan district on the Thon Buri side of the Chao Phraya River, where a heritage Buddhist temple, a historic Portuguese church, and a unique Islamic mosque are located within walking distance of each other, in the midst of local communities which have peacefully coexisted for decades. Thailand has observer status in the Organization of Islamic Countries, OIC, and is working to capitalize on its potential as a manufacturer and exporter of halal products across the 1.4 billion Islamic population. This economic advantage is being intensively supported by rapidly growing entities such as the Thai Muslim Trade Association, which groups numerous young Thai Muslim entrepreneurs keen to take Thai halal products globally. Other institutions such as the Halal Science Center under Chulalongkorn University and the Halal Standard Institute of Thailand also organize an annual Thailand Halal Assembly to promote science and research in the certification process and promote Thai Muslim businesses. Thailand is attracting millions of visitors from the Islamic world. Saudis are now the fastest growing and highest spending visitors following the diplomatic rapprochement with Thailand in January 2022 after a 32-year break. Local hospitals have for years catered to medical tourists from the Gulf. Well-heeled visitors from Bangladesh, Pakistan, Indonesia, and Brunei are frequent visitors. The Tourism Authority of Thailand has a long-standing strategy to position Thailand as a Muslim-friendly destination. There are plenty of halal restaurants. Many department stores and shopping malls now have prayer rooms. Although Thailand capitalizes on the economic and tourism advantages of its Muslim minority, the general population has little understanding of the religion, thanks to the stereotype media coverage originating from abroad and the portrayal of Muslims as backward people prone to violence and conflict. Homegrown extremists, politicians, business people, and media with anti-Muslim agendas also stir the pot. Imam Thanarat says dispelling those myths and countering the fabrications is a very important objective of the open house mosque tours. If people take the tours with open minds and a desire to learn in a spirit of peace and harmony, it will build good interfaith and intercultural relations. The main challenge, he says, is to deal with those inclined to prejudge and reinforce their predetermined, negative mindsets. He has compiled a list of 20 questions that get routinely asked in mosques, such as why do many Muslim women wear the hijab, why does Islam prohibit gambling and the consumption of alcohol, why do many Muslim men wear a cap? Others not on that list, but traditionally asked, include those related to the status of women, marriage, divorce, and violence. In addition to the misinformation campaigns, Imam Thanarat says these stereotypes can be traced back to education and lack of intercultural interaction. Spiritual leaders have an important role in addressing this. In January, Imam Thanarat invited a Malaysian of Chinese origin named Sarah Tan to give a training course for the mosque tours. A former banker, she had converted to Islam by herself and not by marriage and was now conducting mosque tours herself. Her presentation included numerous quotes from visitors who left with a much better awareness and knowledge which they had never had access to. He is hopeful that the tours will produce good results and strengthen Thailand as a peaceful society that can use its multicultural advantages to good advantage. There are 187 mosques in Bangkok, many of them with a rich historic heritage. The tours will be given in both Thai and English. In some areas, Thai Muslims also have Arabic-speaking constituents. Located right next to the well-known Oriental Hotel, Harun Mosque is a popular spot for visitors and on the itinerary of the city's increasingly popular bicycle tours. It has been conducting tours for 6 years. So do several other Bangkok mosques, but the imam said they need to be standardized. The tours are also conducted in two Chiang Mai mosques. Ramadan will begin around March 10th to 11th and end on or around 10 to 11 April. Imam Thanarat said the mosques can also hold them during Ramadan after the break of the fast at sunset, known as the iftar. The timings and other details of the tours will be decided by the committees of the individual mosques. In the first stage, the tours will be conducted only in Bangkok. After an evaluation, a proposal will be sent to the Islamic Committee of Bangkok to conduct them nationwide. Iturbonews.com. On February 24 to 26, representatives of all the participating mosques will participate in a training course on how to conduct these tours, featuring speakers from Discover Islam Bahrain and Islamic Propagation Society International, IPSI, a non-government, non-political organization based in Penang, Malaysia,